The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, and welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as always, we've lined up a terrific guest for later on in the show. We're going to bring on Mark Wahlstrom, actually, from the Legal Broadcast Network, a group that I've actually appeared on many times on their network. And they also run a company called Sequence Media, which actually is a tremendous company helping people use online media. We'll talk about the challenges and the opportunity with social networking and so on. What I always like to do in the first segment is kind of bring you into where Magnet Investing is, both relative to what I'm seeing and doing in the marketplace right now and what I think are the major trends. And, you know, what a wild couple weeks this has been, just absolutely wild. I've been running into too many different meetings and too many things, so I need to actually slow myself down a little bit. What's fascinating is that we know we've been in a dramatically strong bull market now that dates back 2 years to March 9th, the bottom of the market. And what's fascinating, folks, is that the overall market has actually doubled. It's 100% higher off of the bottom. There are some dramatic tales of how actually strong this recovery has been in many ways. In other ways, there's a whole lot of negative media about the lack of job growth, the demise of America, and you know, what have you. But interestingly, if you had a rock knocked over your head and somehow you just didn't panic and sell near the March 2009 lows, here's the interesting thing. 401ks, Fidelity, which is just a gigantic group, a big barometer of where things actually stand with individual investors, 401k values are actually the highest they have been in 10 years. The highest they have been in 10 years. Here's what's fascinating. If you simply didn't get knocked off kilter, if you continue to invest even in the most blind, menial way of dollar cost averaging into just an average mutual fund, you're already ahead of where you would have been in 2007 at the actual peak where the Dow was 14,000. I'm always personally amused why people always pick the exact top of the market to measure things anyway. If you were investing through 03, 02, 04, go back as far as you want to go back. If you've been dollar cost averaging away, you're actually at the highest levels you've been at. If you actually had a little conviction and did something a little bit different than the average, had you invested in international companies, if you stayed strong with small and mid-cap stocks, the things that Magna continually picks, they've even done better than doubling since the 09 bottom. The fact is, we continue to hear things like, in this tough economy, in this tough environment, we hear things like that constantly. The global production has passed any previous peak. Manufacturing in this country is actually past previous peaks, but we continue to hear that we manufacture nothing, we make nothing, we sell nothing. This couldn't actually be further than the truth. And it's just sad that the media has people so wrapped up and so tied in knots that it's kind of sad. One of the things I've talked about for years, and again, there's going to be recessions, there's going to be expansions, there's going to be market crashes, there's going to be bull markets, there'll be bear markets. We know that. But if you're willing to actually step back a little bit and ask the question, what's going on globally with consumption? Well, there's simply billions of more people, and not only billions more, but billions who are increasing their lifestyle. They're eating a bacon, egg, and cheese for the first time in their life. Folks, I could admit I've eaten way too many of them. The fact is, people around the world are increasing their standard of living. It's actually going to get harder to actually make enough for everyone to eat and consume without consuming the very world, which is why we need to have this thing called conscious capitalism. We need to figure out how to do this smartly without destroying the economy or the ecology is really what I meant, because the economy cannot be destroyed. The only way that happens is with an asteroid that hits this the world and it goes smithereens. But you understand my whole point is that you have to be willing to understand the media will tell you every day the sky is falling. But, folks, the sky is simply not falling. It's growing. More people consuming. What you see taking place in the Middle East is something I've talked about actually for over 10 years, that this internet thing, the ability to see what others are doing around the world, don't worry about whether it's democracy or communism or socialism. This was the mistake of a prior administration pushing ideology. The fact is it's consumerism. And consumerism continues to expand. So what you have here is a Middle East that can go on the internet and they can see Americans splashing around in water parks. They can see Disneyland. They can see other people living a much, much better life. And they say, why can't we have this too? Why should there be a royal family with 12 palaces and 400 Rolls Royces and I don't have enough dinner? Well, this is what's taking place. My belief, and I'm not a total optimism, but I believe that what's going to take place in the Middle East is similar to what's looking like in the Far East right now, where there's Singapore and Taiwan and Vietnam. And take a look, by the way, if you haven't. I've been saying this for years. Go on Google and look at Vietnam at night right now. You will literally not believe it. So it's not just China. It's not just Brazil, but it's them also. It's Peru. It's everywhere around the world increasing their standard of living. So what does this all mean to an investor? Okay, so now we've said the globalization and consumerism is increasing. Does that mean that Woolworths is a good company? Well, many of the people listening might even know who Woolworths is. But that was the leading retailer when I was a little kid. Now there's Walmart. Who knows what it will be in 20 years from now or 30 years from now. What you have to know is that companies like athletes and like movie stars actually do come and go. In the S&P 500, there's only roughly 20 companies that were there 30 years ago. It's going to be the same thing in another 30 years from now. Companies that will dominate the S&P 500 will be in the business of artificial skin, artificial blood. Who knows what they'll be in, but they simply won't be old line businesses like rubber and cement and things like that. So the point is, Magnet is all about just asking a very simple question, and I happen to love sports, so it translates very easily. The leaders in the NBA right now look nothing like Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Wilt Chamberlain, Pete Maravich. These are names from my old era when I was a kid. The names are different right now. You'd want different people in your lineup. The Magnet stock selection is all about asking a question, which companies today have the highest revenue growth, margin acceleration, cash flow acceleration, and then that's the growth side. Then we look at the value side, price to sales. We look at price to debt. We look at you know, all kinds of value levels. And then in the very end, we simply ask certain questions, and there's all kinds of ratios that are proprietary that we created. What we're simply saying is, in every decade, just like golf, basketball, football, soccer, you name it, there are leaders, and you want to be invested in those leaders during that decade. Notice what I don't do is I don't like to give out individual names because everybody is a different style of investor. Some people are looking for dividends. Some people are looking for growth. There was a period where a company called Blockbuster Video was the renowned new delivery for movies. They actually went up a percentage point for every day in the year. The stock went up 365% in 1 year. That company is now in bankruptcy. Get the point? People are watching more movies online. You might know who the leader was this year. It did another 300% this year while Blockbuster went out of business. This is the way the market works, and you can't get familiar with names and say, well, I want to invest in Arnold Palmer because I really like the guy. If you do that, you won't make any money. You will be invested in old, comfortable names, and you'll disappoint yourself. But the one thing we do know is that you cannot pay for your retirement or college education or go to a movie, go to a baseball, football game if you're leaving your money at sub 1% in the bank because you don't trust anybody. So the whole idea is to kind of figure out how to get in the game. One of the things we've talked about, and I'll talk about this at the second part of the show, not only do I believe in Magnet down to my toes, but we took Magnet and we bred it with governance and transparency and sustainability and created a new acronym along with one of the greatest growth investors of this era and created a new thing called FACTS. And it's the most trustworthy companies in America, not the fastest growing moonshots, but the companies that actually rank up the highest in terms of not only Magnet, but again, corporate governance, sustainability, community relations, over actually 300 different metrics. It became an investable product. A major Wall Street firm has come out with a unit investment trust. There's 30 of these companies. They come out every quarter and they're held for a year. And if you want to see the current portfolio, it's at aamportfolios.com. More about this is over at my website called Trust Across America. Folks, if you could start with the most trustworthy companies and they also rank up high on Magnet, you got to get yourself out of the money market. The turbulence in the Middle East creates a buying opportunity for people who are actually looking out 3, 10, 5 years out, not 3 hours from now. So more about the market later, more about Magnet and FACTS and Trust Across America after the bottom part of the show. First, I want to bring on a friend. It's Mark Wahlstrom. He's an innovator on the internet. He runs several different companies. We're going to talk about all that's going on, how you can actually take advantage, and what are the perils, actually, of internet social media rules. We're going to bring on Mark Wahlstrom from Sequence Media, from Legal Broadcast Network, right after this quick break.
Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars?
on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And several years ago, I met Mark Wahlstrom. He is not only an entrepreneur, but he gets it in terms of what's going on the internet and social media. He's got several different channels and sites. We're going to bring on Mark Wahlstrom right now from Sequence Media. We want to talk about first. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jordan. Glad to be on the air with you.
Well, listen, let me just say that I've had great experience with your organization. Again, I think that people are just starting to learn how maybe to use the internet. It's beyond just kind of pointing and clicking at Web 1.0 or 2.0. What I'd love you to do before we get into some specifics about the challenges and maybe the opportunities you present with social media, maybe you want to just kind of take a couple minutes with your own background, several of the channels that you're already running, and then we'll get into the specifics of what's going on new at Sequence Media.
Great. Well, as you know, Jordan, I've been in business for 30 years, graduated from college back in Boston, and went into the financial services industry, which was really the, I had a special niche. I worked in the structured settlement arena, working with personal injury attorneys and people who had received personal injury awards. That built into a successful money management and consulting practice. And as part of that practice, I found that we ran into issues with communicating with clients across America. And as we became a national firm, I began to look around for ways for us to speak directly to our clients in an unfiltered fashion, and that was the internet. So we started doing audio broadcasts, live streaming, later refined it into podcasting. We were one of the first groups to do that. And then, as you know, about 4 years ago, we made a huge shift to be strictly video only. And our initial network, Legal Broadcast Network, is, I think, the oldest and certainly the most viewed broadcast for attorneys. It's all original content, no infomercials. This is, news and information of importance to attorneys. We have almost 700,000 views and downloads a month, and, just added 5 new channels to that platform in the last 60 days. But we rebranded as Sequence Media because what we found is that people in the financial community, financial advisors, people they knew that they had to find a way to make the internet work for them and their business and do it in a cost-effective fashion, and Sequence Media is really the answer to that. We provide very specific video and audio content that is search-enabled, tied into social networking, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, so that people can not have to give up their business in order to market, but become able to use all of this technology in a very affordable little package to become their own personal brand, their own personal business, and to reach out and the big thing, as you know, Jordan, in this particular business that we're developing, is conversion. We want clients that most people we're dealing with, you know, they want the phone to ring, and we've found a way to make that happen. So we're very excited about our growth and where we are, but we're just now really beginning, I think, to enter the next phase of the application of internet technology, where people are empowered to do the work themselves using very low-cost, off-the-shelf and cloud tools that are out there.
Right. No, I think it's fantastic, you know, the evolution, Mark, of your business. And, you know, clearly when people were hearing about podcasting, you guys already had the beautiful technology, the high def, the high quality. But people know now they need to use social media. It's out there. It helps them brand. But, you know, I think part of the problem, Mark, is that not everyone can do it. They don't have the technology. They don't have the know-how. They don't even know sometimes the rules and regulations behind it all. So, you know, when someone says, I want to go ahead and do that, and you know, they don't have the ability to pull this off, tell us, you know, someone comes into your world, they approach Sequence Media, what can you do for them? How does it happen from there?
Well, great question, and we have a wonderful solution that we just provided for our company. They're in the financial service industry. They're a major annuity, you know, independent marketing organization, you know, well north of $400 million of annual sales, you know, 4,000 agents across the country. And they needed to be able to do something different that empowered these agents to begin to do exactly what you said. They didn't have necessarily the budget, or if they did have the budget, they didn't have the technology. They had the technology, maybe they didn't have the screen presence or the talent to do it. They needed a turnkey system that allowed them to participate in something at an affordable cost while still having very relevant, original content in the middle. And the answer was we built a platform called Annuity News Now. And it's an online video platform. It's all original news. Jordan, I believe that you have even a couple of your interviews that you've done with us over the years have appeared on there. Because what we do is we get people who are Wall Street savvy, you know, actual newsmakers who know what they're doing, don't have an axe to grind. We bring them in and we create this, what we call, you know, essentially a content platform that is valuable to the agents, valuable to their customers and clients, and then what we've done is we wrap a directory around it, and that directory, it operates in a very simple way, like a video yellow page for people around the country who are affiliated with this channel. So for a few $100 a month, you know, a guy in St. Louis can have his own, you know, video yellow page. He can appear on the show when he has relevant news. We make all the production decisions. And his clients, he's able to then integrate this content into emails, into Facebook, into Twitter, and push to clients. And what we found is that just in the first 9 months of doing this, these guys have acquired many new clients. They've brought a lot of money under management, but they've done it in a way that they're really excited about because it doesn't take them out of selling. It doesn't make them have to become technology geniuses. They affiliated with a group that made an investment in a channel and a platform and then leveraged the cost of that out amongst, you know, a lot of interested parties. And that, Jordan, I think is really the most exciting development because we're going to be able to duplicate those platforms over and over again.
Right. And you know what, Mark, you know, listen, I said all along, I really love doing this radio show. If I could actually get this into video as well, and then actually make it into smaller pieces where people don't, you know, spend an hour at a time, but maybe it's 5-7 minutes. You know, I think about how many people jump on planes to go on very brief, short meetings, and how maybe what you're doing is actually just changing the way business is done.
It is, and what we're finding is, and you know, I mean, I'm no spring chicken. Obviously, I've been working for 30 years, but what I tell people, I said, all you have to do is look at your children or your grandchildren, look at how they consume technology. It's on handheld devices, it's on iPads. You know, it has to be something that's readily available from where they're searching for it. So what we've coupled is great search results with, you know, easily digested bits, you know, 5 to 8 minute interviews where we present people You know, it's the ultimate soft sell, but it works. And as we know, people have become very jaded and cynical. And another one of the key things, too, Jordan, when you talk about how things work, by having a centralized channel like this, a compliance department for a securities firm or a compliance department for an insurance company can make sure that the content and message that's going out with each of these agents or affiliates is consistent with their message and you know, compliant. And you can't do that anywhere else. I mean, you don't know what the guy is doing in a seminar in Milwaukee if your right. home office is in New York. You can only hope he's doing the right thing.
Right. No, I think that's a fantastic point, and I think that, you know, we all want to kind of use the media more, the social media, particularly the technology, but, you know, in compliance, they're so opposed and so afraid of what you're going to say, how you're going to do it, how they regulate it. You know, Mark, I think what you're doing makes a world of sense. What I could admit to myself is maybe, you know, with the few things that I'm doing, I'm a little bit stretched thin. I have not taken advantage of, you know, all the new media you've developed here, and I'm thinking that Trust Across America, I'm thinking Magnet Investing. I know we've done a lot, but, man, what you're doing.
And in fairness to you, Jordan, we've been developing this really over the last 6 months, and as we continue to refine it, and you know, as an entrepreneur yourself, you know, what we do is we continue to see what works and we discard what doesn't work and we try to stay ahead of trends. And I think one of the real, you know, important things that we've been able to do is, you know, we've got loft space over here by the North Scottsdale Air Park, beautiful North Scottsdale, but it's inexpensive space. We have a lot of creative guys who we've taken right out of the Cronkite School here at ASU, and we just give them an opportunity to be creative and continue to build low-cost, powerful options for people. And as we develop them, you know, having the opportunity to share them with things like Trust Across America and Magnet Investing, you know, the opportunities unveil themselves, I think, as we go along, and you know, we just encourage people to be part of the experiment, because that's really what it is. It's an ongoing experiment, and as you know, Jordan, I mean, we're very proud of this. Everything we do with people is month to month. We don't do any contracts. You know, we just give people the promise of our best efforts, and if it works, we know they're going to stay with us.
Right. And what I can say, I know through experience over the years, you are on the cutting edge of technology. It's only going to get better with more, I guess, the youth that you employ. Do this for us, Mark, for the listeners out there. If they want to step in, feel Sequence Media, try it, use it for themselves, go through all the contact information, who they reached, website, phone number, however they could reach out to you.
Well, they're going to want to go to sequencemediagroup.com. It's sequencemediagroup.com, and we're in Scottsdale, Arizona. They can contact me directly at Mark Wahlstrom at SequenceMG, Media Group abbreviated, sequencemg.com. And just call our 800 number, 800-924-2734. They can speak with our business development directors, our producers, and begin to get an idea of how we might be able to help them in their business.
Mark, I think it's awesome. I'm glad you took the time today. I think that you opened up my eyes, reminded me of some of the new things you're doing. So I'm looking forward to catching up with it. I think the listeners should too. Mark Wahlstrom, Sequence Media, thanks a ton for the time today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you, as always, Jordan.
All righty, Mark. We will talk soon for sure. I will be following up with you. Folks, we do need a quick commercial sponsor break. We're going to be back with more Magnet Investing after this quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back one more time to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And let me just share, the last guest, Mark Wahlstrom, is someone I met a few years ago. The Legal Broadcast Network was how I got introduced to them, and I've appeared on maybe 10 or 20 different podcasts with them. They do a great job. But what blows me away is literally how fast technology is changing, and it goes back to what I was kind of talking about earlier. People are always, for some reason, expecting the music to just stop. And everyone needs to take a chair, and you know, this idea of musical chairs or the sky falling down. But, you know, one of the things that I've talked about, we've had on before, William O'Neill from Investors Daily, and people think of it as just a stock newspaper. And, again, I'm not plugging them. I happen to read it every day. But there's two features I have to talk about. You know, one of them is called Trends and Innovations, and they have every day three or four just paragraphs of stuff that I try to read. Sometimes I can't even honestly understand it. But they talk about, for example, today, cell phones excite brain cells, cheaper solar cells are designed, a plastic that can now conduct electricity has been made by researchers, glowing nanoparticles that bond with cancer cells, and early detection of chemical and biological materials, blah, blah, blah. The point is, what's happening here is that there's a convergence of technology. And, you know, Mark was talking about it in terms of social media and online, and that's one area. But I personally believe that the thing that we call biotechnology is so narrowly defined by what's going to happen in a couple years. And, you know, one of the previous guests we had on is a guy who claims to have a million different viewers on his internet site. He's written a great, great book called Just One Thing. And his Just One Thing, it's amazing, talked about the internet as a fertile ground where people and researchers and scientists put up white papers and ask for comments and questions where they're stuck. And in the past, you go into a place, Thomas Edison or any one of the inventors of prior years, and when they get stuck, they could get stuck for months or they can get stuck for years. And now what's taking place, and John Malden talked about this, and it's just an amazing chapter in his book where basically internet papers go up, 10, 12 comments come from around the world. Those papers go right up, 10, 12 comments on those papers, and the old book, Future Shock, and I have not met Alvin Toffler yet, and I have to meet him quickly because I know he's pretty old and he's not going to be around forever. The book called Future Shock talked about how speed and technology and change is accelerating. Well, it's accelerating even faster these days. So the point I get at is that, you know, nobody knows the future. Certainly nobody knows the future of the stock market, the economy, global boundary lines, and nobody could have ever predicted, frankly, that the Soviet Union would break up. Nobody could predict that Brazil would be where it is. Nobody could predict a lot of things, but if you take the other approach and the way I was trained as a detective and just say to yourself, it's actually empowering to know that you don't know the future and you can't predict the future. And instead you come in like a detective every day and you say, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. All I'm going to use is a barometer, a measuring stick where I can measure through technology, through spreadsheets. I can measure all public companies. I could find out who's growing their revenues the fastest, who's growing their cash flow the fastest. If you understand what makes a great company in terms of accelerating cash flow relative to the size of the company and their debt and all kinds of measurements, if you're willing to study and understand that, then companies that were growing fast may have stopped growing fast. Companies that you've never heard of before come out of the woodworks. And we had on a guy here a couple years ago on this show, and their chief scientist was in the military, and he said he needed to communicate with special forces in remote areas, and he actually created texting in the military some 30-odd years ago. And he now it became commercial use, and his company was receiving something like pennies every time, or a fraction of a penny, any time someone in this country sent a text to each other. And it was an amazingly fast-growing company until their patent expired. The point is you could never have found that company by reading the newspaper. You also could not have found out their margins began to decelerate if you didn't have technology. And this is my whole point, what I do with Magnet. It's a matter of simply saying that the companies that make up the top portion of Magnet, the top companies, many people have never even heard of these companies yet, but that's okay. People didn't hear of Michael Jordan when he was in high school. They didn't hear of Tiger Woods until he won his first tournaments. What I'm looking to do with Magnet is one of two things, either to buy great companies when they're having a second go at it, when they've fallen enough in price that people have gotten disenchanted. And folks, if you only remember, it was only a half a dozen years ago on this show, we were talking about Apple Computer when it broke out at $16 after it had fallen from 70 to 8. And nobody thought Apple Computer would even stay in business. But somehow they came out with a new product, and margins accelerated, and cash flows accelerated, had another go at it. This is what it's all about. I could never have predicted the success of iPhones or iPads, nor, in fact, did I stay with Apple through its full run. At a certain point, it became overpopular. The valuation got excessive. It became a cult stock, if you will. It kept going up, and I don't know where the top or bottom of any stock is. All I can tell you is that through computer technology, we can figure out, we could identify which companies are the fastest growing, which are all kinds of metrics that we use. But now I've expanded that further as I've gotten a little older. I think more important to me, after all we've seen in this economy, in this market, in this terrible decade of deception, if you will, more important than just the fastest growing are the companies that are doing the right thing. The companies that are growing fast, but their employees are really happy working there because of the conditions, because of the community give back, because of the transparency of the earnings. I'll throw out another really interesting thing I saw in the paper today. Apple Computer is saying that their shareholders have rejected a clear succession plan. I'm not sure how that could have happened, but Apple Computer, despite coming out with great products, has been actually pleaded guilty several times to backdating options, to lying about Steve Jobs' health, to actually almost what is planned obsolescence of their product. Is that trustworthy? I don't think so. Do they make a lot of profits? Well, they sure as heck do. So the whole idea is I'm not defending or promoting any company on this show. What I'm simply saying is that there's a way to take Magnet and blend it with a higher calling to say F-A-C-T-S, the F is financial, and that's Magnet. But then there's also accountability, there's accounting transparency, there's corporate governance, there's transparency, and there's sustainability. And we brought a whole group together, each one that specializes in measuring one component. And because it was so easy for me to think about this, having blended value, growth, and momentum together 20 years ago, we blended these factors and we created something called the most trustworthy companies. And by showing how they act superior in terms of behavior, well, these companies actually also outperform the market over time. I think we're going to prove this. There's more information about this, this whole discussion under trustacrossamerica.com. And on the sister show for this station over at Voice America Variety on Wednesdays, I host the show live, but as you know, it's all on archives. You can go in, you can listen to companies that have we've identified as the most trustworthy, experts that study this, that are consultants that specialize in one of the factors of either sustainability or transparency or corporate governance. And the fact is, I think what I'm trying to do here right now is actually point to a new way of doing business, a new concept that companies, in fact, can do well and do good at the same time. And the sad part of this and what led me to all this is that the market has, in fact, doubled since the market bottom, but most Americans are forced into a money market. They're sitting at sub 1% because they simply don't know who to trust. They've been jaded. They've been beaten up. They don't trust anybody. They think everyone's a crook, and they're getting ripped off by sitting and earning no interest in the money markets. Folks, we're going to be back to wrap things up. I want to tell you some other things, where we're going next with Magnet Investing, with Trust Across America. Stick with us. We'll be right back. And I also have a couple important shout-outs, a couple important things to congratulate for some other folks. So stick with us. We have a lot to talk about still. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing after this quick break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back one more time here with Magna Investing. Me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. I want to talk about a couple things here, and oftentimes I try to pack the show with guests, but there's a few things I really felt that I wanted to just talk about, take a little extra time. And, you know, one of them is this concept of shortcuts, instant gratification, and getting there with no effort. And folks, we've all recognized, it's been played out over and over again at this stage, that any shortcut you take is going to come back to bite you, that instant gratification in the stock market or in life is virtually unattainable. And I've read book after book, very inspiring stories about people who just kept working. They talk about the harder they work, the luckier they get. Persistence, determination, and in fact, this is something that's actually in Investors Daily also every single day. They highlight somebody from a different walk of life. Almost never, in fact, do they discuss an investor, but it's someone either from a walk of life, someone who came up with an idea, but actually had to work 10, 20 years to make it a reality. And what I will tell you is that, you know, I was talking with someone the other day, and it was actually my father-in-law who turned 90. And he talks about, you know, being by the beach, and he certainly deserves that. And he just, you know, chills out on the beach down in Florida. But I shared with him that there's a guy that I met who's in my last book, The Magnet Method of Investing, and Seth Glickenhaus is a millionaire many, 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 many times over. He's had a great track record investing, but he's 96, and he goes to work every day in the stock market managing money because he loves it, and it keeps him sharp, and he certainly doesn't have to work. But if you could find something that interests you and find something that is a passion, it's not even work. And for me, that's what the stock market is. I actually love seeing companies come and go. I love being the detective to find them. And I love things that show up new. And I will tell you, I see two things in the newspaper today that I have to just mention. And they're both in the New York Times. But I have to say that I talked earlier about innovation and technology and what's going on. It shows in the paper that they just put up a billboard in New York City, down in Soho, 30 feet big, of a picture of Derek Jeter's face from the New York Yankees. And every day, his face actually grows a stubble beard, you know, where he needs to shave. And then somehow shaving cream appears, and he's clean shaven on the third day. And it's a three-day cycle where his billboard grows a beard, has shaving cream put on it, and he shaves his face. Man, I don't know who thought of that. I don't know who did that. But I'm telling you, there's so much creativity in this world and so much technology in this world, it blows my mind. But I also want to point out that there's a thing in the paper. We always encourage my kids that school is first and sports is very cool, but the chances are none of my kids are going to be professional athletes. They're going to do things with their brains. But in the paper today, Caltech, California Institute of Technology men's basketball team, won their first basketball game in 26 years. And they won by a point last night. They had 310 defeats in a row. And interestingly, it says even 26 years ago when they last won a game, they won that game by 1 point also. So here's a team that shows up, tries out, works out every day, goes to games, wears a uniform, and they've lost for 26 years in a row, man. I cannot tell you how I feel for that coach, man. How a weird situation that is. But they have not won a conference game in 26 years. Congratulations to Caltech. It says here they've actually won some other games. I'm not sure who they played in those games, but in their conference, it's their first win in 26 years. So here's a cheer to Caltech winning a basketball game after 26 years. Coach, have a beer on us. But the thing is that's really important, and I really mean this, you know, the investor has been parched for 10 years. The returns in the stock market in the last 10 years are zero, and most people are worn out, they're tapped out. I said earlier in the show, though, had you dollar cost average through this market and put in a little bit every month and you were buying when the market was down, you actually are ahead of the game at this stage if you did something other than invest in the S&P, though. If you're willing to understand the rest of the world is growing more rapidly, if you've been in small-cap stocks and are willing to change their name when they stop growing their revenue or their margins start to decelerate or any of the things that I do, folks, I think you'd actually be way ahead of the game. But the main thing is this is the first time in a 20-year period where bonds outperform stocks. And although I don't know the future, the history will show you after a lost decade like we just saw is often the highest return period. So we're being told right now that the market is dead, the economy is dead, America is dead, and so on and so on. The fact is over the last 2 years, the market is up 100%. My own belief, there's so much money on the sidelines. There's so much negativity. Corporations have more money than they've ever had. Individuals are sitting on more cash than they've ever had. We're probably going to see, in fact, a much healthier market than anyone anticipates. That doesn't mean I endorse all stocks. That doesn't mean I recommend the S&P 500. It doesn't mean I recommend anything. All I'm willing to say is that in every decade, there are losers and there are winners and there's average. If you're willing to go on the tip of the bell curve, and if you haven't been over, in fact, to get my book, The Magnet Method of Investing, this is what it's all about, just be willing to only accept the best. Go to the right tip of that bell curve, find either the magnets or the facts, either one, the most trustworthy companies. And you can find that on trustacrossamerica.com. Click on the investment port. Somebody, some brilliant people, and I'll congratulate them, have created a product about the 30 most trustworthy companies. It's for sale. Go to Morgan Stanley, Smith Barney, Wachovia. All the major brokerage firms are selling it. It's called the Navalier Kimmel Fact Strategy Series 1. Series 2 comes out in March. There'll be a new series each quarter. And it's the most trustworthy companies in America. It's all large cap, all U.S., and all companies that rank out high on FACTS, all the five drivers of trust. If you're a little more aggressive and you want to do things more aggressively, what you could do is you get into the magnet stocks themselves. They simply just want the fastest growing companies. And again, you'll be able to see what I'm buying and how I buy it, what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And there's going to be more on that in the next coming shows. In the meantime, what I could tell you is that we will find a way, the media will find a way to find bad news every week. There'll be a fire, there'll be a murder, there'll be a bankruptcy. There's enough bad stories in a row, people will actually think all you have is bad stories. But what you have right now are lasers that work 10 times faster than they did just 2 years ago. People are living longer. They're living healthier. There's more of them. They're consuming more. So whether it's these billboards that grow beards and shave themselves, whether it's lasers, whether it's technology, or whether it's just food, razor blades, folks, find the companies that are beating the pants off everybody else. By definition, it can't be everybody. Everybody can't be above average. Everybody can't grow their revenues faster than everybody, otherwise there would be nothing relative. But if you're willing to invest in the fastest growing cash flow, net of expenses, net of taxes, and invest in those companies, well, folks, those are what's called magnets. So what I will say on magnetinvesting.com, we have not updated it for a while because of some joint ventures I've got into. We'll be updating Magnet Investing shortly. But the old book, Magnet Investing and the Magnet Method of Investing, for some reason are selling faster over at Amazon than they ever have before. I know a lot of these Fox shows and CNBC shows I'm on where we're talking about it have helped. Maybe it's just plain old Voice America Business and Voice America Variety that's helping. But all I can say is we'll continue to share the message, folks. Get your head out of the sand. The world's a pretty good place, and if you're willing to invest in the magnets, it could be even better for you. I'll see you right here next week. We've got guests lined up for the next couple months. Spring is starting to sprung in the Northeast. It feels a little bit better than it did last month. Have a great week ahead, and we'll see you next week right here on Magnet Investing. Have a great week. We'll see you then. Bye now.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.